You know, but with these guys, I don't think you can overlook them. I mean, up front, they have some big guys up front that can make some plays. So if you go in not studying, not watching film, they can catch you slipping with some of their exotic looks. So, you know, this week we really focus on picking up everything they have, whether they ran it this year, last year. We're working on picking up all those things so we can be prepared for that come Sunday.
Yeah, Rex is a great D coordinator type coach. That's his background. That's where he comes from, defense. So the Jets appear to be built defense first and a great front seven, but then there's some opportunities to maybe take advantage of the back end a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at a game like last week, I don't see how they could possibly – you know, rush Peyton or play all the different zone coverages while blitzing without giving up those big plays. You know, a guy like Peyton is going to pick that stuff apart all day. So, but at the same time, we have to be prepared. We have to go in there confident in a sense that we have to know what we're doing. Not confidence that we can just go in there and beat this team because they are an NFL team. You could get beat by any team any given Sunday, you know, as the saying goes. But, you know, we are prepared for these guys. We know they have a whole bunch of different looks, and we're looking forward to playing these guys.
Sounds like Coach has been harping on that this week.
Absolutely.
Don't be looking past the Jets. Don't be looking at their record 1-4. They're better than 1-4,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, you can. You know, like I said earlier, that front seven, they will get after you. Watching those guys, when you watch film, you're like, I got to bring my hard hat because these guys aren't just going to lay down.
Give us a couple names then. You know, the Bart Scott, he's not there anymore. Give me some of the guys that you've got to look out for, and who's kind of the Calais Campbell, the guy that maybe is really good, but, you know, the rest of the nation doesn't know about him as much.
I know a guy who I went against my rookie year and who gave me problems was Calvin Pace. Calvin Pace can cause some problems. He's got those long arms. He's been in the league 12 years. He's seen almost everything you could imagine. He knows how to take advantage of angles. You know, to me, he's not like DeMarcus, but he has the experience that DeMarcus has, and those guys can take advantage of some younger players. So you got to watch that film, understand what he's going to do, understand what he likes, how he likes to take advantage of tight ends. So, you know, I'm going into it knowing that it's going to be a dogfight, and I'm ready for it.
You said he's not like DeMarcus, but I know – I had Joel Dreesen and Jeb Putz here on the show a couple months back, and they both said DeMarcus was the hardest guy they ever had to block because of the long arm. So can DeMarcus still help you get ready for Pace even though they're not identical?
Absolutely. I mean, DeMarcus is way faster than anybody I've ever gone against. He understands schemes. He understands, you know, what's going on. So going against DeMarcus is outrageous. Honestly, that's the one guy who I have the most trouble blocking in life, period. But he, you know, he's making me better. DeMarcus is a guy that helps the younger guys, tells us what we can do better. He's not one of those guys that's just, you know, I'm in year 10, 11, I could do whatever. He really wants to help all the younger guys to get better as well.